Star-Spangled safety for the 4th of July weekend.
We see ourselves as the target, and we're going to prevent against it.
Third time's the charm.
Liftoff en route to the International Space Station.
Last call for deadheads.
When you've done so much far-out stuff, to all of a sudden say it's over, it's kind of sad.
Good morning, I'm Peter King. With a CBS World News Roundup, the long holiday weekend is here, and because of recent attacks overseas, there's a heightened sense of security and presence at high-profile events here in the U.S. In Boston, people go either way.
I would not attend big events on the 4th of July.
I'm going to go party with my husband. I'm not afraid. I'm not concerned.
CBS News correspondent Dan Raviv has more live from Washington.
On a quiet federal holiday, Peter, law enforcement agencies focus on tomorrow. 700,000 expected on the National Mall for music and fireworks. D.C. Police Chief Kathy Lanier.
We take every event here in Washington very serious, and our posture remains extremely high for all special events, and it will continue for the 4th.
Adding she's aware of chatter. Radical websites try to stir up a lone wolf attack. Former FBI Assistant Director Ronald Hosko.
This threat is different because of who ISIS is trying to inspire. They're trying to inspire anyone here to take up arms and take the action you see fit.
New York City expects 3 million to watch tomorrow night's fireworks, with 7,000 cops assigned to protect them. Live in Washington, Dan Raviv, CBS News.
A scare last night at a Fayetteville, North Carolina mall.
We got a call, several calls about a subject entering the mall with a rifle. The first responding officers made contact with that officer, gave him verbal commands. Subject applied. They took him into custody.
Assistant Police Chief Anthony Kelly says the man was carrying an AR-15 rifle with extra ammunition and a Kevlar vest. He says Army Sergeant Brian Wolfinger says he was there to have pictures taken at a studio. Military says it's not sure that he broke any of its rules, but did use very poor judgment. In Maryville, Tennessee, a chemical train fire has burned itself out. Some 5,000 evacuees want to go home. CBS's Omar Villafranca is there.
People who were rushed out of their homes in the middle of the night are hoping for more answers today.
An outreach center has been set up here at the local high school to make sure that we're answering those questions and continuing to assist them for as long as this takes place.
CSX, the company that owns the train, is putting evacuees up in hotels and providing gift cards for food and essentials. The Red Cross is also helping out.
Officials in Maryville say they're working on a plan to get people home as soon as tonight. They hope to announce that in the next few hours. Mystery solved, at least in part, when it comes to a recent series of fires at African-American churches. Here's CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
In a statement, the Justice Department says one church burned as a result of an electrical fire, while two other church fires were started by natural causes. Officials in South Carolina say a lightning strike ignited the fire that burned the historic Mount Zion AME Church this week. Federal officials say they continue investigating church fires across five states, and they stand ready to bring hate crime charges if there's evidence to support it.
An unmanned Russian Progress supply ship is headed to the International Space Station.
3, 2, 1, turbo pumps up to flight speed, maximum thrust, and liftoff.
There's a great sense of urgency right now after a Russian failure back in April and Sunday's disintegration of a SpaceX supply ship over Cape Canaveral. CBS News space consultant Bill Harwood.
This spacecraft is absolutely crucial to the International Space Station. It's loaded with more than 3 tons of supplies and equipment. That includes quite a bit of propellant to help maintain the station's orbit, food, clothing, research gear, fresh water and oxygen.
Greece is just 2 days away from a referendum vote on repaying billions of dollars in debt to foreign creditors. The campaign has been ugly. Police trying to break up angry demonstrators with tear gas this morning. The financial crisis has hit home for a Greek couple honeymooning in New York City, where merchants suddenly stopped taking their credit and debit cards.
We're thinking, what is going on? And we don't know anyone here.
A Greek Orthodox church has stepped in to help out. That couple is headed home later today. From the Rockies west, blazing heat in places that don't normally get that hot. Meteorologist Bruce Terry.
When you're getting temperatures above 100 degrees in parts of Oregon and Washington, that is quite a bit above average.
Firefighters in Washington state are still battling wildfires, and there will be no fireworks this weekend in much of the state because of extremely dry conditions. That ban includes Wenatchee, where a fire destroyed at least 24 homes. Baseball St. Louis Cardinals have fired a top executive reportedly connected to the hacking of another team's computers. More from KMOX St. Louis and reporter Kevin Killeen.
An attorney for fired scouting director Chris Correa released a statement saying Mr. Correa denies any illegal conduct. The real question, the statement says, should be what information did former St. Louis Cardinals employees steal from the Cardinals before joining the Houston Astros?
The Cardinals and the FBI say they are still investigating. 3 days after he escaped from a northern New York prison, Richard Matt's daughter received a letter from him saying, quote, "I always promised you I would see you on the outside. I'm a man of my word." The Buffalo News says Matt wrote that letter before he and David Sweat broke out of Dannemora, but the daughter says she had no idea that they were planning an escape. A huge health care acquisition is in the works, could create the nation's second largest insurer. Aetna will spend $37 billion to buy rival Humana. This is a big weekend for Deadhead, surviving members of the Grateful Dead playing their last three shows at Chicago. CBS's Dean Reynolds is there.
Bill Kreutzmann was the drummer in 1965 when the Dead came alive. Now 69, he would be the first to acknowledge what a long, strange trip it's been.
People would ask me, gee, what shows do you remember? I remember the events after the shows.
Their followers still recognize Kreutzmann, his fellow drummer Mickey Hart, bass guitarist Phil Lesh, and rhythm guitarist Bob Weir. The biggest name in the band died 20 years ago. Jerry Garcia played his last concert in Chicago.
Will it be tough at the end?
There'll probably be a tear in my eye, you know. When you've done so much far-out stuff, to all of a sudden say it's over, it's kind of sad.
While it will soon be over for the Dead, the individual performers have their own separate bands, and they say they'll continue to make music and undoubtedly to keep trucking on.
You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup, honored with the Edward R. Murrow Award for Best Newscast. This 4th of July weekend, the Stars and Stripes seem to be as popular as ever.
American flags are hot items this 4th of July holiday.
The demand went up so far about 5 to 7%.
Khalid Hamada, manager at Flag World, credits increased flag sales in part to U.S. involvement in the Middle East. Hamada says in addition to more Americans flying the flag, many are now wearing the Stars and Stripes.
If I have a 15,000 square feet store, 5,000 square feet would be dedicated for the U.S. flag in T-shirts and hats, designs.
Stephen Kaufman, CBS News, Aurora, Colorado.
New light for the Statue of Liberty. The National Park Service says a new LED system will be up and running next week to replace one damaged by Superstorm Sandy. And that's the World News Roundup for Friday, July 3rd, 2015. The broadcast produced this week by Mara Rubin and Paul Farry. I'm Peter King, CBS News.